Good morning. The Coshocton County Sheriff's Detectives are gathering information surrounding the death of 15-year-old Samuel Walters. Walters was initially reported missing July 28th in the area of U.S. 36 and County Road 495. Lieutenant Hettinger says they do not anticipate any foul play at this time. Walters was located in a pond on private property Friday evening around 8:35 p.m. Results are pending from an autopsy, and it could take up to 3 months. The Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office is searching for information related to a 17-year-old last seen on Monday, August 6th. A BOLO alert was issued Wednesday for Nicholas Whitmer, who was dropped off at New Comerstown High School for work at 7:50 a.m. Whitmer is 5'10", with brown eyes and hair, and has a goatee. He was last seen wearing a white tank top, blue jeans, and white shoes. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office at 330-339-2000. For more headlines, be sure to visit us on Facebook by going to WTUZ.com.
Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm back. How are you?
You act like you were gone for a month.
I'm back, everybody.
You had one day off.
Listen, it was a much-needed day off. Went on a little hump day sabbatical, if you will.
Please.
And I just needed to get away. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was all the work I was doing over the weekend with Hall of Fame stuff. It's like I didn't even have a weekend.
Listen, you act like you were the only one
and
up there.
Let me finish. And then...
Please.
Hey, I'm going to let you finish, Taylor.
There were four of us that were up there.
And where were you Sunday?
Okay, I wasn't there Sunday.
All righty then.
Joe and Chris,
where were you Sunday? No, that's what I thought.
You went there with your dad.
Chris, where were you on Saturday? Were you there? No, I didn't think so.
Please.
Didn't think so. But where was I? Oh, yeah, I'm back.
Mm.
One, mm-hmm. Hump day sabbatical. Too.
Right.
But no, listen, I saw you way too much over the weekend. I was like, listen,
oh my God,
there's no way.
Blessed.
There's
Feel
no
blessed
way I can go. Like, I don't know how many consecutive days it has been with you within my sight. I just had to get away at least one day. And then you're texting me on my day off.
Oh my God, you texted first.
Asking like if I'm okay and if everything was all right. Yes, Michelle, I'm fine.
You are like one of those crazy ex-boyfriends that just do not leave you alone.
What do you know about crazy ex-boyfriends? Thought you've been with Chadley for a long, long time.
I mean, we had moments.
We had moments. Everybody has their moments.
Yes.
Everybody. Hey, not only were you bugging me yesterday, but I had listeners bugging me.
Oh, listen.
Yesterday as
somebody
well.
Somebody called me and yelled at me because you weren't here yesterday. Yeah.
That's,
you're like, where's Eric?
That's
Is
the
he
protocol.
Sick today?
That's the protocol. When I miss a day, you call Michelle and you let her hear about it.
I was like, why are you yelling at me?
You gotta yell at somebody, Michelle. They gotta yell at somebody. I think I may know who it was. I had somebody message me on Facebook last night, and I told him, hey, use the Weaver Appliance text line tomorrow morning. Of course, you can always text us 330-339-9399, that being our Weaver Appliance text line. It was Sean Ketchum, him and his buddy Robbie. I believe those were the gentlemen who maybe called you yesterday. I could be wrong. I don't know. But shout out to you two.
They were really upset.
Mm-hmm, they were upset. One of them messaged me on Facebook last night. I believe it was Sean. He said, hey, bud, we missed you today. Where were you? Blah, blah, blah. Our morning wasn't the same. I tell you what, Z Country, my morning wasn't the same without any of you either. So.
Oh, please. You were sleeping.
I was up early. I was still up before 8. But
Isn't that so crazy? Even when we're not here, because our bodies are so used to it, we're up so early.
It's that body clock.
Dang it.
It's that body clock. Connie Bertolini also reached out and said, Eric, missed you yesterday. I said, aww. Connie, stop lying. Didn't miss me.
They are just lying, by the way.
I know. But no, it does feel good too. To be back. Hey, Ken Snyder's here too. Hey, Kenny.
I know. I love Ken.
Morning.
On my day back, Ken decided to bring some donuts. He knew I'd be back today. So, Ken, thank you
very, very much.
Of course, nothing but Rod's Donuts and Diner out there, of course.
He was showing me. He drew it out on the wall where Rod's is, so I won't get lost next time.
Drew you a map? Mm-hmm. Very nice. I hope it's a very detailed map.
It was detailed. He told me all about the light fixtures and how to get there.
Very nice. Hope you wrote it down in crayon so she can understand it all. Magic marker or whatever.
thought I better not write on the wall.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't write on our walls out there. Although we could,
no
use,
one
some,
would notice anyway.
We could use some decoration out there on the walls.
True.
Maybe you do want to scribble there. Ken Snyder from Keith's for Implement, of course. I know you guys have been busy over there the past couple of weeks. What did you sell, like 8 tractors in the past couple of days or something?
Not quite that many,
okay.
But a couple.
Gotcha. And Jerry Klein, obviously working hard over there. His daughter, Emma, was actually a winner, I think, on our airwaves last week. And I forgot that that was Jerry's daughter, and I said, Emma, sorry, I have to pick another winner. Forgot you were Jerry's daughter. Can be.
Oh, my
can be
gosh.
Having that.
Did you really tell her that?
I did really tell her that, but I didn't mean it. I gave her the prize.
Good.
It was only a fair prize.
I thought we could take it away.
No, you can. Listen, do whatever you want. Ken, you're the boss. You can do whatever you want. Of course, if you miss a day, what's the saying? Miss a day, miss a lot. Right?
Is that a saying, or did you just make that up?
No, if I did, it's now a new saying. I know that. But what I missed yesterday is the news of Carrie Underwood announcing not only her tour, but info about her new album. Also, her pregnancy.
She's having a baby.
And the first thought that came to my mind, I was like, man, how am I going to explain to my wife, Rebecca, that Carrie Underwood is pregnant? I mean,
Jen.
I thought I was doing everything right, taking the proper protocols and protection, if you will.
Oh,
but
my
somehow
gosh.
Somehow it still happened. No, Carrie made the announcement on her social media accounts yesterday, saying that she was indeed pregnant. Here's a little bit of it.
You might be wondering or asking, Carrie, why is your tour starting in May?
I was asking that, actually.
Well, yay! Mike and I.
So she's shooting a video, and the camera pans out, and above her is a big balloon that says, baby! And she's wearing pink in the video. Is that a little foreshadowing there?
Isaiah and I are absolutely over the moon and excited to be adding another little fish to our pond. This has just been a dream come true with album and with baby news and all that stuff. We're just so excited and just so glad that you guys can share in this with us and be a part of this with us.
Indeed. Indeed.
Michelle.
Thanks for joining in our big news.
I know. He only wishes Ken.
Get out of town. I only have dreams about it. Just kidding. That's TMI right there.
little TMI.
Her tour kicks off May the 1st. It wraps on Halloween of 2019. Of course, she has to wait till she pops out that baby. Now, here's what I was thinking, because I saw this on a magazine stand at some grocery store the other day. And then Tina, the texter, actually texted me and said, Carrie Underwood's pregnant, twins. And I saw it on a magazine, too, Carrie with twins, this, that, and the other. Now, she didn't say if there's two in there or not, as far as we know. Only one, but, you know, we all know my track record
she
and everything.
Your track record.
We know my track record with twins.
I don't think it's twins.
Well,
I think that it's just one.
Let me remind you, okay?
Okay.
Now, my wife became pregnant with twins, all right?
Okay.
Then shortly thereafter, there became a celebrity twin baby boom.
Really?
Yes, really. You had Jay-Z and Beyonce announced that they were having twins.
Jay and Bay.
Copycats.
Oh, jeez.
Also, George and Amal Clooney also had twins, copying, yes, off of my wife and
I. Sure. You were just a trend setter.
Now, Thomas Rhett and his wife tried to have twins. Thomas ain't got it like I got it, so they had to adopt one, basically having twins. They have two under two, so that's, I mean, come on, that's basically twins. Chris Stapleton and his wife.
Right. He just had twins.
Once again, copying off the wife and I.
Jeez.
So if Carrie Underwood is a copycat like all those other celebrities.
She's not.
She will be having twins. We'll just have to wait and see. Her tour makes a stop in, Cincy, June the 15th, October the 12th in Pittsburgh, I should say, and then Cleveland. October the 16th. So there you go. Carrie Underwood's latest life details.
You're all up in that business.
Well, so many puns there, Michelle. Just leave it all alone.
All right there.
All right there for you. Hey, it was a busy night last night, too, if you happen to be a Cleveland Indians fan. How about this?
And Serena goes, swings and drives it. Deep right field. Goal! Joyous jaunt around the bases.
There is nothing better than the sound of his voice. Tom Hamilton.
Oh, you weren't talking about me?
No.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
Tom Hamilton, if he doesn't just exude summertime to you, I don't know what else does.
That gave me chicken skin. Goosebumps.
Chicken skin. You're such a turd.
The Indians won last night. Big three-run home run in the bottom of the ninth. A game-winning walk-off home run. Ken, you and I were long gone by then. We were long asleep.
There was two outs. Awake.
Oh, good for you, Michelle. Is that why you're stretching and yawning over there?
Yeah.
Michelle literally was over there stretching. I was awake watching this last night.
Serena goes, swings and drives it. Deep right field. Goal!
Then you got the fireworks back there.
The bases, and soon
but anyway, you know, it's not all fun and games. For Cleveland sports right now, this rookie wide receiver of ours, Antonio Callaway, not only back in February, this is so Browns, okay? This is why, and I don't know why I got hooked watching this Hard Knocks crap. I literally added $16.99 to my Spectrum bill to get HBO so I could watch this Hard Knocks BS, okay? And then this is why I turned my own mic off. This is what I have to put up with, okay? Wide receiver Antonio Callaway. Not only back in February was he busted at the NFL Combine for diluting his urine sample. That means he tried to put water in it, or I don't know, soap. Maybe somebody told him if you put soap in a dirty sample, that'll clean it up. No, that's not how it works. Hey, you put some Dawn dish soap in there, it gets the marijuana out of your pee. No, that's not. It's not how it works. That's not how it works, Antonio Callaway. But back in February, he was busted for that. So he's already in stage one of the NFL substance abuse program. Okay? Then Antonio Callaway recently pulled over by Strongsville police. He did not have a driver's license, and he had weed on him in his car, hidden under the driver's seat. Good stuff there. Also, now we're finding out more news about that traffic stop. He also had bullets and gun parts in the car. Your 2018 Cleveland Browns, everybody. Watch them on Hard Knocks. I just can't. I mean, you get excited. They build you up, and then they bring you right back down.
That's why I just stick with the Indians. They don't let me down that much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lots of let down up on the lake recently.
Oh, there's another one.
Lots of let down. Did you watch Hard Knocks the other night? Training camp with the Cleveland Browns.
I started
on HBO.
To watch it, and then the baby got fussy, so I had to.
Well, tell next time Chad gets fussy, just smack him around a little bit. Oh, your baby. Got it.
Baby.
Got it. Yeah.
I had to pull mom duty. And
I literally added almost $17 to my Spectrum bill for
what?
Hard
we
Knocks.
Need to work on your cable situation. We need to get you a smart TV because our cable bill is $30 a month. I'm serious.
If I told you what I paid.
Well, let's figure it out. You have twins you have to put through college. Let's work it out.
You're right. Or if one of them wants to decide to work in radio, no college needed. So there you go. They can always go that route. Follow their father's footsteps and...
You went to school.
The Ohio Center for Broadcasting. I wasn't cut out for a four-year university. Are you kidding me?
Those were the best years of my life.
Don't even have a four-minute attention span, let alone... time to go with, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, I'm going to pee my pants. That was so funny.
Oh, Ken, what'd you bring us from Rod's donut-wise? I know you probably got a glazed in there, right?
Yes.
What did you call the sugar twist? Sugar cinnamon twist is on there.
Yes, several of them.
All right.
And then somebody's favorite, I don't know.
Cream sticks?
Can't say who. Yes, cream sticks.
Yes, those are my fave.
Joanne, too. I'm going to make sure I lick all of them.
And these... I told Al I'd bring him some, too.
Well, there will be none left over for Al by the time... The sales team doesn't get here until 11 anyways, Ken. They don't wake up till freaking 9 a.m. So, I mean, you know how
that goes. They don't understand why we want to go home and go to bed. Right. We've been up since 3:30.
They understand why. Then they want to know why I get mad at 12:30 when they say, let's have our meeting now that we were supposed to have at 11:30. You... tired of meetings.
I know.
That sounds familiar at 5:05.
I feel you. I feel you, Ken. All right, well, Ken, it's always a pleasure to see
you. Thank you so much for the donuts,
I was outside gathering my things out of my car.
Because you left your light on.
Because I left my light on. Thanks. Shout out to you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
I haven't tried to start my car yet. May need to jump. But I see a Cadillac pulling up out there. I'm like, who is
Look
in the lack?
You.
Who's pulling up in the lack? And
rolling on dubs.
Lo and behold, it's Ken. Are those 10s out there or 20s? Those 10s or 20s?
He probably 22.
22-inch rim. Not 23 for LeBron?
LeBron James.
Now riding on the bronze out there?
Nope.
All right, I just went all hood on you right there, Z-Country.
Riding dirty.
We'll be back in a moment. Thanks for joining us for that rousing segment of Morning Quickies. Text us to Weaver Appliance text line 330-339-9399. Michelle.
Yes.
You like award season, right? Grammys.
Love award season.
Academy Awards. What about the SAGs? Are you a SAGger?
Yes.
The, what is that? Screen Actors Guild. Well, hey, there's some big changes coming to the Academy Awards.
Oh.
I don't know if you've heard this.
Tell me.
Well, they're adding a category, something called popular film. They're adding an award category named just that. Now, okay, let me ask this. Best motion picture? I mean, popular film?
That's the same thing.
I mean, I really don't know what they're going for.
Is it voted on by, like, people?
Still voted on by the Academy.
Oh, by the Academy.
It's not voted on by you and I, by the masses. But this may include films like, for example, Black Panther, who brought in billions of dollars, okay? Not going to be nominated for Best Motion Picture for the Oscars.
Right.
It's normally your artsy-fartsy movies, okay?
Not always.
What won last year about sea creatures making love, right? What was it? Best Motion Picture last year.
Sea creatures making love?
Yeah, it was something weird. It was something about fish sex, basically, is what it was about. I swear to God.
The Shape of Water.
Exactly. It was about fish romance.
I think those are humans.
But they're mutants. They're actually
really?
Fish. Oh, yes.
That's weird.
Now, that's not the only change. They're adding popular film, but they're going to shorten the award show as well to 3 hours.
Well, it does tend to drag on.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
The Academy also revealed that select categories during commercial breaks, those awards will be handed out. So some winners we won't even see give their speeches.
That's fine with me.
For different categories. Now, it's not immediately clear what the criteria for popular film is, except for people have to go see it. That's pretty much would clarify a popular film.
Is it based on sales, maybe?
Don't know.
Hmm.
They're not very clear.
Interesting.
As to what their motive or why the change is happening. But next year's Oscars will be February 24th. After that, it's going to be on February the 9th, so they're moving it up in the future as well. Shortening it, adding categories. And didn't they open it up, or was that the Grammys who opened it up more to have more female inclusion?
The Grammys.
Yeah. All about inclusion.
I mean, rightfully so.
Right. Hey, Angelina Jolie, speaking of Hollywood.
She's
and acting,
crazy.
She is getting cray-cray. And listen, I mean, it happens from time to time, okay? After a divorce. And you'll admit it. What you admitted something the other day, how women can be crazy sometimes.
They can be a little wild.
We were talking about the whole Urban Meyer situation and all that. But anyway, Angelina Jolie, I guess, made some claims that Brad Pitt is not paying any child support. What? Is that true?
No, it's not true.
Well, no, it's not true. Entertainment Tonight released some documents, probably given to them from Brad Pitt's lawyers, basically saying and showing, highlighting everything that Brad Pitt has paid. I keep wanting to call him Brad Paisley here in the story. That's why I'm sorry. Brad Pitt. But anyway, basically documents everything that Brad Pitt has paid Angelina Jolie.
Isn't it like $9 million?
Since their divorce in 2016. Well, he did loan her $1.3 million.
Loan?
For,
doesn't she have enough money on her own?
For a new home.
Jeez.
Now, let me see if I'm reading this correctly. In the documents obtained by Entertainment Tonight, Apparently, okay, here you go. He loaned her $8 million to help her purchase her current home and has also contributed $1.3 million in bills for the benefit of their children, which don't they have like 18 kids? Most of them adopted.
Small lineup there.
So he loaned her $8 million for a home and 1.3. So yeah, you're right. Close to $10 million bucks is what he's given her so far. Brad Pitt's lawyer said, listen, Angelina's just coming out trying to manipulate the media and all the coverage of their divorce.
I've never liked her. You know, I've always been Team Aniston.
Back to the home wrecking days, Mr. and Mrs. Smith days.
Yeah. Not a fan. Woof.
What does that mean?
Have you never seen Home Alone? Where Buzz... You've never seen that movie?
I've seen Home Alone, yes.
You know whenever Macaulay Culkin... What's his name? Kevin McAllister? He goes, Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof.
Alrighty then.
Have you never seen that
Listen,
part?
Michelle, all that matters is if you make yourself laugh sometimes. It's all you need in life.
Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof.
Okay, we get it. We get it now.
And that's how I feel about Angelina Jolie. Woof.
She used to be, like, okay, her...
How is she ever attractive?
Her
she
Gone
is...
in 60 Seconds days, ew. She was hot back then.
Was she
Angelina
though?
As a blonde. Her Tomb Raider days, now
she
there you go.
She was pretty there, yeah.
Now she weighs about 89 pounds.
Yeah,
and that's,
she's crazy.
Yeah, no thanks.
Mm-mm, not a fan. Team Aniston.
We'll stay in Hollywood, I guess. They're trying to get rid of Donald Trump's star for good. We know... vandals have vandalized that star a couple of different times right now. What, once with the pickaxe? I don't know what somebody used before. Sledgehammer, I think, before.
I think, yeah, you're right.
As they destroyed Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Well, the West Hollywood Council, they have unanimously approved a resolution seeking the removal of Donald Trump's star from the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Now, they say they want the star gone because of, quote, disturbing treatment of women, and other actions.
Hmm.
End quote. That is why
well,
they want the star gone.
Wouldn't that be...
Wouldn't that be getting rid of half the stars in Hollywood
yeah,
on
saying,
the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
You can't just point out him.
You still have Bill Cosby's star there on the Walk of Fame? Okay,
right.
Yeah, thought so.
You
I'm
can
sure,
even say Mel Gibson whenever he went on his tirade.
When he went nuts?
Mm-hmm.
Matt Lauer, does he have a star there on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? I don't know,
no.
Maybe somewhere. Harvey Weinstein, he might
if
have
he
a star.
He has one.
Don't know. But they're getting rid of Trump's, maybe. Now, the West Hollywood Council did pass that, but it still has to go through the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce before.
Yeah, if you're going to do one, you have to do them all.
You know, they have never removed a star before, ever in the history, the Hollywood Walk of Fame. This would be the first time.
Wow.
I know it.
That'd be a big deal.
Sadly, that is real news. That is not fake news right there.
I'm wondering, did Ronald Reagan have a star? Because he was an actor before he was president.
Reagan was. I did not know that, if that's true.
What? You didn't know he was an actor?
Did not know that.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh. I just wondered, because would that make Donald Trump the only president to have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Probably.
Let's see.
I bet Barack Obama would probably get one. Listen, anybody could really get a star. You got to pay $50,000. Everybody who gets a star pays money.
But I think you have to be selected
to be on there.
The
Hollywood Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, Ronald Reagan does have a star.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
For not only being the POTUS, but what did
no.
he do? What was he in?
He was a very famous actor before he was a president.
Was he in Boogie Nights?
No.
With John Travolta?
I can't believe that you don't know
name,
this.
Is that the name of that film?
No. Here, hold on a second. Let me pull it up for
no,
you.
No, actually, you hold on a second while you find that information. Tomorrow at this time... Of course, we'll be going through what's new for your weekend and poll questions. That all, of course, brought to you by Kickin' Country in Bolivar. And it's a huge weekend at Kickin' Country. Chris Higbee will be performing there live tomorrow, live and unplugged at 9 o'clock. Chris Higbee at Kickin' Country, just seconds off of Route 77, kickincountry.net for all the information. It is $5 to get in. Tomorrow there at Kickin' Country to see Chris Higbee live. And get this, Michelle, while you look up Ronald Reagan's biography over there. Chris Higbee is, like I said, at Kickin' Country tomorrow night performing. But Saturday the 11th,
yeah,
Chris Higbee will be in Youngstown.
Oh.
Opening up for Morgan Wallen in Florida Georgia Line.
Wow.
So he has a big couple of dates, and you could see him live at Kickin' Country Friday night, unplugged on the beautiful patio. You know, I was just at Kickin' Country on Tuesday night, had some food, had a few pops, and was out there on the back patio. It started raining, but the patio out back is beautiful. If you haven't been to Kickin' Country in a while under new ownership, make sure you go check it out. And their food, listen, it's not bar food. I'm just going to say that. Really and truly, you could go there and enjoy a nice meal, listen to some music. But Chris Higbee will actually be joining us live later on this morning, is where I'm getting at. It took me all that to get to just that. Chris Higbee, probably 9 o'clock hour. Of course, we'll talk about his show at Kickin' Country on Friday. And then him opening up for Florida Georgia Line and Morgan Wallen in Youngstown. I believe
that's
it's called the
deal.
Yeah, I believe it's called the Y Live Music Fest there in Youngstown. My dad was telling me about it. Who he lives up there.
Oh, nice.
In Y Town.
Y Town.
All right, Michelle, the latest on
what?
Ronald Reagan, if you will.
He was in a ton of movies. I'm not gonna go off and read his IMDb, but he
Great.
Was in radio and film, and he was in television. He was a secret FBI informant in Hollywood. Like, how cool is that? He had a very well-established career in Hollywood before he became president. I can't believe you didn't know that.
That I did
not
know.
And you don't get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame just for being president. You have to...
Right.
Well, you said you were like, well, Barack Obama will probably get one for doing what? For being president?
No, listen, he has things... Listen, you haven't heard the last of B-Bizzle. He'll be back.
B-Bizzle? Oh, B-Bizzle.
Yeah,
oh,
he'll okay. be back. Listen, he probably is going to write a book. There's not already one out there. He and Michelle are producing something on some shows on Netflix and all that. So they're in the works.
They're in the works.
You just wait and see.
Okay.
I mean, let's be honest. The Apprentice wasn't all that great.
I know. That's why I'm shocked that he even had one on the Hollywood.
I mean, that's thing. Really all he's done.
Truly.
I know he's done stuff on with wrestling, WWE. And
Donald Trump?
Stuff. Yeah.
With wrestling?
Yeah.
I don't want to see him in any singlet.
No, he was. Trust me. He stayed in his business suit.
Oh.
Start calling you Stormy Daniels. No, I know. I know you don't want to see him.
No, I'm okay.
In a singlet. Good grief.
Well, you said he was wrestling.
Call it fake wrestling, I guess.
Got it.
Not
that's just what wrestling is.
Not Greco-Roman wrestling, like they hand out gold medals for in the Olympics and all that.
Oh,
all right, Michelle, it's been fun.
It has been fun.
We'll do it again next hour, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Michelle Spring.
What an idiot. Idiot.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the gentleman in North Carolina who robbed a 9-year-old's lemonade stand all for $17. Yes. They finally arrested that individual after a large manhunt for this person. Identity being withheld under some weird North Carolina law. But back on Monday, a teenager held up this North Carolina little boy's lemonade stand, all for, like I said, just $17. Neighbors were asked to check if they had any home security cameras, Michelle, to see if they saw anything suspicious. Apparently the guy had camouflage and a BB pistol, because those were found, along with a large metal cash box that the boy had in some nearby woods. So all the evidence was there.
Wow.
For the great lemonade stand heist of 2018. It all went down in Monroe, North Carolina.
People are crazy.
Mm-hmm. The 9-year-old, though, it did not stop him after he was robbed, went out the very next day and set up another lemonade
Good
stand.
For him.
I know. Proud of that little boy. Resilient right.
Wait,
little feller.
I was just going to say that. Way to be resilient.
Yes. This guy now who robbed the 9-year-old of $17 at his lemonade stand. I feel the need to keep saying that.
It's so ridiculous.
Because it is so ridiculous, is now in court waiting to see what's going to happen to him now.
Crazy.
So we'll see. No lemonade in jail. I know that. They don't have Kool-Aid. It's I don't know. It's you'd basically just get water. Lucky if you get coffee.
Oh, some people.
Hey, cows are being hailed as the heroes, Michelle, for helping capture a criminal on the loose. This was in Sanford, Florida. Oh. And police there are giving shout out to a herd of bovines, right? That's cow, right? A bovine. Herd of cows for assisting in the capture of a fleeing suspect. A police helicopter captured the whole chase on some thermal imaging video. And luckily for all of you, I have the entire audio of that chase down there.
Right on to Sipes, southbound Sipes Avenue. Oh, signal four. Signal four is Sipes and Celery.
So they're the car wrecks.
Okay, driver's bailing. Still got a passenger in the vehicle. South and east of you.
There you go. This is real true audio of the cows helping corral the criminal.
Actually, the large group of cows is following her. So for a good visual. Looks like they may attack her.
Are cows known to attack people?
I don't know. Do they?
I've been hit with a cow tail in the face a time or two.
You have?
Yeah. I mean, we all know my grandfather. I mean, he had a farm. I played on the farm back in the day, baled some hay a time or two. I've never known a cow to attack anybody. Bessie, slow down. Bessie.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Hilarious.
I actually hit the wrong button, so we have to start over.
Turning right on to Sipes.
Which I'm totally okay with.
Sipes Avenue. Oh, signal
but the
four.
Best part is when
signal
he
four,
says,
Sipes and Celery, bailout.
Seems like the cows are attacking her.
Got a passenger
poor cow.
South and east of you.
Scared for
actually,
her life.
The large group of cows is following her for a good visual. Looks like they may attack her.
Wanted to alert. I'm going to give him a flashlight. You can tell me where to go from here.
Keep going southeast. She's pretty far into the field now. If you see the large group of cows, they're literally following her and chasing her.
She was then captured by cows and police after they were able to catch up to her. But no, it's weird to see the thermal imaging video of that because all you see are some huge white objects, which are indeed shaped just like cows, charging after this poor lady who's running for her life. I don't know why they ran from police, but hey. You deserve to be caught after all that, I guess. No, just a couple dumb criminal stories for you.
What an idiot. Idiots.
Oh, cows. They're not the smartest.
I find myself saying that idiot very often now because you've been playing that soundbite so much.
I don't play it that much.
I mean, at least once or twice
a week. I try to get to some dumb criminal stories at least once a week.
Right.
So, there you go. And anytime that I can play my cow sound effect. Hey, story time with Eric real quick, too.
Yes.
All right. This takes me back. Speaking of cows, it takes me back to my childhood days.
Okay.
Okay. Now, like I said, my grandfather had a farm. Okay. I would help on the farm a time or two.
In Ohio?
Yes, southern Ohio.
Oh, nice.
Near Wellsville, Lisbon area.
Gotcha. Okay.
That part of the Buckeye State. So my older brother, he hung a tire swing on this farm, okay, from a big old tree. That we had as you pull down the almost mile-long driveway. It's not that long, maybe half mile. Who knows? But anyway, my dad and my grandpa, they're out there pushing me on the tire swing. I'm a 5-year-old Eric McElroy. Wee! Right?
I think on you still do that.
Higher, Dad! Higher! Right? So my father's pushing me on the tire swing, and there are cows on the farm. There are chickens. There was a horse or two. There were pigs. All that good stuff, all right?
Okay.
So cows start wandering around as my dad is pushing me on the tire swing. Whee! Higher, Dad! Higher! So cows aren't those types of animals that just jump out of nowhere, okay? Nobody in the history of man has ever said, whoa, that cow came out of nowhere. Because cows just don't do that.
They don't do that.
Normally like a deer, right?
Right.
Or an elk, or who knows? Something with... You know, 4 skinnier legs and not as big of a body. So my dad's pushing me on the tire swing, and I don't know if he didn't see this cow or what, but he pushed me literally right into a cow. As a 4 or 5-year-old little Eric McElroy, and I started crying, hooting and hollering. I didn't see the cow there. Yeah, Dad, because you're the first person ever who said that cow came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Literally. First person in the history of mankind.
Of history?
So, a little story time there. It's a true story. Can't make that kind of stuff up, being pushed into the body of a cow. Anyway, we'll wrap things up. Babbling Brook is here with Z News in a few moments. It's 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy along with you. Oh, and Babbling Brook is here now, too.
Morning.
Good morning to you, my dear.
Hi.
I'm back.
You are.
You missed me yesterday.
I did.
I know you did. You don't have to say anything.
Did you enjoy your day off?
You can tell by the look on your face. Yeah, listen, we all need a mental health day every now and again.
I don't think I've ever taken one of those.
A mental health day?
Mm-mm.
It is...
Maybe I should start, huh?
It is highly recommended. Highly.
Okay.
All right.
I'll keep that in mind.
But hey, the beat goes on.
Yes. Yes, it does.
With Z News.
Yes. This day in history, in 1945, the atomic bomb dropped on Nagasaki. 1963, Whitney Houston was born in New York, New Jersey.
So, 63, she would have been 55 today. Double nickel.
Yeah, yeah.
It's already been 7 years.
Seven, since she died, yeah. It seems like a long time ago.
2011, yeah.
Wow. In 1995, Grateful Dead singer Jerry Garcia died of a heart attack while undergoing drug rehabilitation. He was 53.
You ever have the Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavor cherry Garcia?
I have not. I'm not a big cherry fan.
Neither am I.
So, have you had it?
But, I mean...
I'm sure it's delicious.
The name alone makes you go,
Yeah, it's a good name. Yeah. It is. And then in 2000, Bridgestone and Firestone announced a massive tire recall.
Yeah, remember that? Tires blowing up all over the country.
Holidays for today. It's Book Lovers Day. It's National Handholding Day. That's a cute one. And Melon Day.
Yesterday was a big day. Wasn't it Cat Day or something yesterday?
You know what? No. I don't know. Maybe it was. But the one and only that we said yesterday was an awkward, weird one. It was probably the weirdest one we've ever had. It was something like... secretly put zucchini on your neighbor's porch day.
All righty then.
Something like that. Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know about the cat thing. I don't know about
Maybe that's a family tradition in Shauna's family or something.
I don't know.
The zucchini, I don't know.
I have no idea. So that was weird.
Yeah, I think yesterday was cat day as well.
Oh, okay. Well, that would have been a better one.
If you missed that
one. We did.
It's only the most obvious.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. And then it's also Melon Day today. On TV tonight, America's Got Talent on at 8. Naked and Afraid's also on at 8. Big Brother's on at 9:01.
Real quick, back to Naked and Afraid. I just got hooked on this show, and I'm starting to watch old episodes on demand. And I'm starting to learn some very nice survival tips.
I would think so, yeah.
Tips.
Those are good to know.
Pun not intended there with tips. Naked and Afraid, you get fun. But...
you never know.
Nonetheless.
You may need those, you know.
But what a great concept for a show. You give somebody basically nothing, take their shoes and their clothes, and...
I would never do that.
And boom.
No. I mean, only if I really had to, but I would never do it on
my
own.
Why are you afraid to be naked? Is that what it is?
I don't want to be out in some, I don't know.
Well, these people are like...
I don't know.
All these people are like hippies. Who want to live off the land anyways. So.
Well, and then it's perfect for them.
They need to do celebrity naked
afraid.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I don't think it would last that long, though.
Why?
You know, like, I think they would end up just leaving, or they would get sick or something when they get bitten by something.
Now, if anybody watches Naked and Afraid, let me know if there's been an episode, because I've often thought about this because I'm a guy, and there's a guy and a girl naked on the show, and they're out in the wilderness. Has there ever been an episode where... to have hooked instead of hunting for food and gathering items and making a fort and a shelter, they're making love in the Australian desert or something. Has there ever been an episode?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I would love to know about it.
I mean, probably make for good TV, you know.
I mean, hello.
Yeah. Maybe there, if there hasn't been, I'm sure there will be.
Are we still doing Z News? Okay, keep going.
Yes. And then Brad Paisley, he'll be performing on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. In country news, I spoke about this a little bit yesterday with the Brett Eldridge and Meghan Trainor.
Oh, you did?
They
all right.
Recorded.
Well, you know, I wasn't here.
Right. Well, they recorded an episode of CMT Crossroads in April. It's going to be premiering on September 3rd.
What's taking them so long? This is going to be a good one with Brett Eldridge and Meghan
Trainor.
Yeah,
so some of their songs that they're going to be doing. So, Meghan's All About That Bass, No Excuses, and Let You Be Right, which is one of her newer ones. And then Brett's Drunk on Your Love, Want to Be That Song, and Haven't Met You. And then they're also going to do a duo, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton's Islands in the Stream.
Oh.
Yeah. So I think it'll be a good one to watch.
Of course, CMT Crossroads takes a country act, a non-country act, and pair them up and do a mashup.
Right. So I think that'll be a good one. And then another news, Ford Motor Company has marked production of the 10 millionth Mustang.
Remember when I was a kid, I always, reason, I was like, I want a Mustang.
Yeah, my mom, I think, had two.
Two Mustangs?
Yes, in her lifetime, not at the same time.
I was going to say, baller.
Yeah, but I told her, I said, I really wish she would have kept that thing. You know, and handed it down. I love older cars. I love older Mustangs. I think that would have been awesome. I would have loved to drive that to school.
So Ford just did what? Their
10 millionth Mustang.
They just put out.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Isn't that cool? But it was pretty neat. I mean, they had a parade of Mustangs from 1964 to the present day.
A parade of Mustangs.
They did. They rolled into the parking lot at headquarters, and then they made a 30-minute drive with a police escort, of course, to the Flat Rock complex. And then the cars put into a formation that spelled out 10 million.
I wonder how long that would take to get all those cars. Just,
I know, that probably took a while.
That's because, I mean, million, that's a lot of zeros.
It
one.
Is, right.
Then you got to form all those zeros with all those cars. Back up. Yeah. All right, right there, you're good. You got a little more room.
Yeah, I don't know how long that took, but that's pretty neat, though. Good for them.
Right on. Yeah. If you get the chance, watch Naked and Afraid tonight.
Okay, all right.
Do so fully clothed, or however you want. Whatever. I really don't care. It's Babbling Brook on a Friday Eve. We'll see you tomorrow, Brooke.
Okay.